love you. Where have you been? Well, this is Spreading the Love Inc.'s, I don't know, we're like the seventh podcast, yeah, I want to say.
We've been out of it for a while. We'll explain later. Yep. It's like every other podcast, we explain the same thing, but we like doing that, so.
Yep, we're coming at you.
This is Joel.
And this is Brian.
And we're going to talk to you about stuff regarding the movie and not regarding the movie.
We just want to say hello. That's our main goal in life.
Let the world know we're still here.
And that we love you.
Yes, we love you.
Anyways, we hope that you all have had a wonderful Halloween, Christmas.
Thanksgiving.
Well,
we wish them happy Thanksgiving and Christmas, but now it's been Valentine's Day.
Correct, Valentine's Day, President's Day. This is amazing here, people.
Yeah.
We love you. Anyways, between the last podcast and this podcast, we really haven't done too many things.
We filming wise, it's been pretty dull because, well, you know, we all have jobs and go to school, and we're
correct.
Also in different cities that are several hours apart from each other,
yep.
making it somewhat difficult to get together. So I have a feeling that come summer, filming would probably pick up.
Exactly. And we are also trying to purchase a camera.
Ooh, Brian's a little miffed. He's a little...
very touchy subject.
Best Buy's not really on his top 10 list right now.
So here's the story here. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm just going to throw it out there like it is. I want to buy a camera. And these mother truckers...
A nice...
Very
HD
nice.
Camera.
This thing is
60
sweet.
Gigabyte internal hard drive. It's nice. Just take our word for it.
Yep. I mean, I would let my mom kiss it. It's that nice.
Lick it.
It's a very nice camera. And Best Buy has said camera for $899.99, which, go figure, is the manufacturer's suggested retail price. Hoorah! Guess what? Don't want to pay that much for the stupid camera.
Did you already mention online you found it for like $600?
That's my next step. Thank you, Joel. It's okay.
I was zoning out a little bit. I was...
Like Joel said, the camera on like 10 different websites is like $599, which, do the math, $300 difference there. Guess what? I'm not getting raped by Best Buy. We went into the Minnetonka Best Buy.
And we tried to rape them.
We
instead,
did.
But it didn't go according to plan.
I talked to this woman who was like a associate manager.
And when we say we tried to rape them, we don't mean
no.
physically tried to rape this woman. We just meant to take money from them.
We want a deal.
In the form of a discount.
Hook us up here. She said the best thing that they could do for me was 10% off. Which is the equivalent of $90. Poop on that.
Which is still like $200, $210 more than what he wants to pay.
Exactly. So, long story short, I guess I'm going to be patient. And hopefully the camera will go on sale. That would be delicious.
That would be nice. That'd be definitely sexy. If any of you out there work at Best Buy or have connections, and you're willing to make a sale, hook Brian up.
Dude, you need money. You need money. We need money. I need a camera. I have cash. I want to hook you up.
And gift cards. Anybody that wants to buy $100-some dollars worth of gift cards from Brian, that's cool too.
That's fine. But yeah, we're very frustrated. We want the camera. We want to do some filming. We want to spread the love and high definition love.
High quality filming.
Yep. Our other camera has been very, very nice to us. We love it.
But at the same time, it's not meant for the kind of stuff we're filming. Like,
correct.
It's meant for just quick little...
Snippets,
not really high-quality
no.
pictures.
It has been very good to us.
Oh, been very, very good. Very
Our
good.
Only camera that we have.
Well, you have that flip camera.
Oh, yeah. That
was a nice free camera.
Definitely. Free's good. But yeah, we are just trying to talk to you here and see what's going on. Joel, actually, from the last podcast, worked on a little school project, a final project, and it was pretty sweet. Joel,
tell us. That's correct. I'm in an audio and visual techniques class right now at ITT Tech. Don't go there. And, well, the final for that class is to make a short film. So my group made a film, and we posted it on YouTube. It turned out very nice. Brian said he enjoyed it. Very nice.
It was great.
It's called Escape from ITT, all one word. You can either go on YouTube and type that, or I believe Brian is going to post a link.
Yep. In the description of our podcast page, there will be a link to it. You can watch it. Comment.
Yes, please comment. Feedback. We would love feedback. It is a silent movie, but we've added very nice soundtrack in there that we found from, I think his name's Kevin MacLeod. Free online music is the best.
Indeed. The best things in life are free.
Yes. But no, just check it out. Let us know how you liked it and stuff. That would be nice.
Joel and stuff.
If you don't recognize the other guys, don't worry, because they're kids from we have a kid that was from Germany and...
Wow.
Yeah, just various places in life.
What was his name?
Maximilian Schramm.
Wow, Maximilian Schramm.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sweet name.
With two M's on Schramm.
Dude, Maximilian, if you're listening, we love your name. Thanks for being German.
Yeah, he's a pretty angry German kid.
Sorry that you're angry.
But he's cool.
Yeah, we just wanted to come and come at you and see what's shaking. Any news you want to talk about, Joel? Current events? What's going on? We found out that Casey Moon is engaged.
Congrats to Casey.
Congrats.
And Brandon.
Correct. Yep. Feliz Navidad. Many blessings to you and your family.
And if you didn't know, Feliz Navidad is Merry Christmas
in
Spanish.
That was me saying many blessings. I'm trying to think if there's any other current events.
We're kind of talking out of our buzz right here.
We are.
Brian was just pretty miffed about that Best Buy deal, and he just wanted to rant about it, which, you know, you need to vent.
When you get angry, keeping it bottled up inside of you is a bad thing.
But killing people is an even worse thing.
Correct. If you have something deep down inside of you that you're angry about and you're bottling it up, here, right here, 2 seconds. We're going to give you a quiet time here.
Yeah.
Just let it go, dude.
Okay,
let it go.
Now. 1001, 1002. Done venting.
Done.
Venting.
I'm glad you got it out.
Your life is better. Your life is enhanced.
Dude,
you won't get constipated.
No, things will just flow free. You know,
that's what she said.
Let it go. Just let it flow like the wind. Sorry. Creepy. Anyways, well, I'm trying to think if there's got to be more. We got to...
Okay. Well, anybody that wants to be in the movie, contact us, I guess.
Yeah, if you want to be in the movie, or you have ideas, you know...
Nobody really contacts us, but...
Nobody does.
But that's okay. We love you anyway.
Here's the thing. We want you to comment. Regardless, we want to hear some comments and ideas. The only idea master right now is Jeremiah frickin' Jones.
Oh, he's just pumping them out like
he is, dude. It's just deep. We're just thick. But we need some integration of other ideas.
Okay.
One of Jeremiah's good ideas, which I think will actually make it happen, the ever so popular movie 300.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guy who ended up playing in movies like P.S. I Love You. I hate that guy now.
Gerard Butler?
Yeah, I hate him.
I haven't seen P.S. I Love You.
Don't give me that.
I haven't seen The Notebook either. I've been warned against those. Sorry.
I'm kind of angry. He was like in this huge manly role, and now he's like playing with the ladies. Nothing wrong with the ladies.
Yeah, he was in a huge manly role, wearing a loincloth with a bunch of other men.
Correct. Well, Joel, I'll give you that.
But it was still a good movie, I thought.
But,
definitely how I'd picture the version, or the Persians. Sorry.
But what he wants to do is, he wants to do, like, a preview for the movie 300 as if it was a bowling game, a perfect score.
Ooh.
Which would be, we'd have some intense sheens and slow-mo and... like, sweating and, like...
And for those of you who don't know this, but Zack Snyder, the guy that directed 300, is also directing the upcoming Watchmen movie.
Correct.
Coming out March
6th. Correct.
Yes. They won the court... they lost the court battle, so they just have to split the the income with Fox Studios.
Yep.
But the movie's still coming out, so we don't have to worry about that.
I'm excited.
Unless if you're a hardcore Watchmen fan, then you probably won't like it.
We're gonna enjoy it. But it's a very good idea from Jeremiah. He's got tons of ideas, but we want your ideas.
Yeah.
We want you and your ideas. Tell us, dude. Not even kidding you.
Dude,
chicks. If you're a chick and you're listening, we love you. Hook us up. Dude, it'll be amazing. If you give us an idea, most likely it'll happen, and it's going to be on a movie.
Yeah, a movie that really no one's going to see.
Yep.
So,
and you'll most likely, like 90% positive, get a spot in the credits. Bam.
I can guarantee you, if we use your idea, you'll get your spot in the credits.
Tons of people are going to see this, and they're going to be like, who is this chick name or guy named...
Ralphie Alfonso.
Yep. Bam. That's you.
Chick or guy. That's a weird chick, but you know.
Yep. Whatever. Anyways, we just want to come at you loud and proud.
We love you. Thanks for listening. This is a long one, so we're just going to end it now.
Yep. Bomp. Done.
Kind of just rambling. But
just kidding. But we love you. Thanks for listening. Hit us up with your ideas. That was hot. And we're going to go from there. So hopefully we'll see another podcast produced sometime soon.
More filming.
And more filming, definitely. But anyways, we love you. Keep it real.
I'm Elmo. I can go potty. Oh,